course, 2005, the White Sox win it. Now, every time I go to a Cubs White Sox game, they have their World Series champions. I don't even want to talk about the Cardinals. All I said is, God, I want a World Series patch for my jersey. And so I grabbed some of those, and it was amazing. And so the day comes, this day, 8 years ago, and what I remember is that they closed like every street. There was only for through traffic, and you needed to have ID. No ID, they were not going to let you get through the streets. Nearly every street surrounding Wrigley Field was closed. And there was a police presence like I never saw before. And I remember like helicopters. It was like out of a war movie, like just choppers, like all over the place. I'm like,
sending a chopper.
Right. This is just nuts. And so I get down there and I park my car. I got the 383 stickers to park down there, but I got to put it back there every 24 hours. I got a buddy at Irving Park. So I get down there before they close everything out. And so I'm camped out. I'm spending, you know, the weekend at Wrigley Field. And so this is a picture I took of me with the marquee game one, Indians versus Cubs. And then right across the street from Murphy's on the corner of Waveland and Sheffield, that's where Fox World Series, that's where Fox Sports set up their whole thing. It's usually parking. Yeah. And right across the street, Murphy's had this sign. Pete Rose says, bet on the Cubs. Mm-hmm. You can always count on Murphy's for a good sign.
Yeah.
But Dustin, the thing I remember is just the atmosphere was just so festive. Everybody was so happy. And I remember walking in to the World Series, like into Wrigley, getting scanned, getting checked, and just being like, I'm actually here. And they handed us those W towels that had all the names of the players on them.
Yeah.
And, you know, Billy Williams throws out the first pitch and Ryan Dempster's firing up the crowd. He's out there. And my brother flew in from Colorado, and he was actually, this is hilarious. His flight, he got off. The next flight behind him, there was a fire, and everyone was stranded on the plane.
Oh, jeez.
So anyone that was on that plane after my brother's couldn't get in there. And so my brother's a huge Cub fan, obviously, family thing. There's a picture of me and my brother, and it was kind of a cool night at Wrigley. Not bad, but cooler night. And I just remember sitting there watching the game, and it was Josh Tomlin versus Kyle Hendricks. And if people remember, Kyle Hendricks was the ERA leader in 2016. He had the lowest ERA in all of baseball. People forget that. Lester and Arrieta were the bigger stories, but Kyle was just phenomenal. And, you know, they split the first game. Corey Kluber beat John Lester in game one. Arrieta beats Trevor Bauer in game two. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, we got this one here. This is one that I kind of had checkmarked. Goes, you know, this is going to the Cubs. Tomlin's not that great. He wasn't even supposed to be on the roster. The only reason he was on the roster was because Carlos Carrasco and Danny Salazar got injured. So if those guys hadn't gotten injured, and even Bauer hurt himself on the drone. You remember that? He cut his
finger. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, like they were kind of trying to patch their offense together. And so I'm saying to myself, okay, this is the one that the Cubs need, because I knew game four was Kluber versus John Lackey, and John Lackey stunk it up in the postseason that year. So that one I already had in the Indians column. So I figured, okay, Cubs take game three with Hendricks versus Tomlin, and then they lose game four. It's tied at two apiece, and then Lester and Area and Hendricks, we can take two out of three of those. I was absolutely confident. But my whole plan had to do with the Cubs winning game three. And I don't know if people remember this, but Josh Tomlin's dad had a medical issue, right? And he was paralyzed from the chest down, and he almost died. And he was in a rehab for 2 months, and finally he got out. They got him on a wheelchair. They got him to Wrigley Field, and Tomlin pitched the game of his life. It was a pitcher's duel between Hendricks and Tomlin, and both of those guys exit the game, and there's no score. And so you're sitting there, you're like, okay, a little bit nervous here, but you know, because Cleveland had that awesome bullpen, but Tomlin went 4 2/3 inning. He didn't give up a run. And Hendricks went 4 1/3. He didn't give up a run. Justin Grimm relieved him and got a huge double play with the bases loaded and one out. And he was fired up. But it wasn't until the seventh inning that Coco Crisp ended up hitting a RBI single, 1-0, and now it's getting late, right? It's in the bottom of the seventh, Cubs don't score. Bottom of the eighth, Cubs don't score. You get to the ninth, and the Cubs have runners at second and third, two outs for Javi Baez. Crowd's chanting, Javi, Javi. And he strikes out on a high fastball. And Dustin, I mean, you could, like, it was like somebody put a dagger in my heart. I was like, I can't believe they lost that game. And my brother's always like a pretty positive, upbeat guy. There's a picture of us after the game. And if you could see this picture, I got like my hat pulled low. Like, I'm trying to smile. I'm trying to put on a brave face. But I'm like, I knew we were going to lose game four. And I'm like, you're down 3-1. And I know the Cubs were good and could come back, but that's hard, Dustin, 3-1 to come back and have to win two of those on the road. That's not an easy ask, right?
Not easy. No, not easy at all.
So I wake up game four, and that was the only postseason game, game four of the World Series, that I did not attend in the 2000s. I did not have a ticket for that. And I had about eight friends, four who flew in from out of town. And we all just kind of hung out. I hung out with my brother a little bit. And, you know, before the game, there's a picture of us in front of the marquee. And it was weird. You'd see people like Peter Gammons and Mark DeRosa and all these people. Like, my buddy lived on Clifton right across from Wrigley. And they were setting up right next to his place. So, talking to all these people. I saw Pat, wished him good luck on his call and all that stuff. But it was fun, man. It was just a wild time. This is a picture of me and my buddies. The streets were packed. Here we are with the zombie guys. We ended up, I don't know if you remember this, Dustin, they were charging ridiculous prices to get in bars. HVAC, $250 per person for a watch party that included drinks, pizza, and wings. Old Crow, $225 for admission and entree and appetizer. Barleycorn, John Barleycorn, that's gone now. $250 to get in, $500 for a table. Deuces was $200 to get in, $500 a table. We ended up finding this bar called Low Country. It had like Cajun food. And it was a brand new place, and I don't think they were really kind of set up for it. It was $100 to sit there and get in all you could drink. And so I'm watching the game, and they had all these TVs downstairs. It was awesome. We're watching the game, and, you know, Cubs got out to an early lead, and I'm going to myself, well, maybe I was wrong. I should have had more faith. Maybe John Lackey's going to turn this around. Cubs up 1-0. Dexter Fowler with a double. I want to say RBI. Rizzo drove him in. But then Lackey gave up three runs, two in the second, one in the third. Bullpen came in, gave up one in the sixth, and then a big three-run home run off Rondon in the seventh. And the Cubs lose this one 7-2. They're down 3-1. But I said, you know what, man? My friends are in town. They haven't been around. I'm not going to sit here moping I'm going to try to make the best of it. So we ended up playing Flippy Cup at Low Country. We literally had the whole bar. It's like a relay race, drinking a beer, flipping it, and landing it on the top there. It was out of control. We had as much fun. We drank them dry. We had free, all you could drink till 11 o'clock. I think we were done at 10. We drank the taps dry.
Well, I was going to say, you guys got after it, huh?
We got after it, and that took us to game five, and my dad was going to meet up for me, and my dad was born in 1946, the year after the Cubs last were in the World Series. So at the time, I was 40 and he was 70. 70 years, he'd never seen the Cubs in the World Series. And I went, this is, Ernie Banks died in 2015. He's buried at Graceland Cemetery. And I went to his grave. And at the time, it was this tiny little grave. They redid it after they had another ceremony. But I put a couple of those W flags down by Ernie's grave. And I just...
Oh, that's cool.
I said a little prayer, and I said, you know what, Ernie? I said, if the Cubs win the World Series, great. All I want is for my dad to see the Cubs win the World Series, get one game. I'm not asking for a World Series. I just want him to see a World Series win at Wrigley Field. How awesome would that be? So as me and my dad and my brother were hanging out, my brother didn't have tickets to the game. He hung out with a friend. And this is us in front of the Harry Carey statue. And so it's John Lester versus Trevor Bauer. And I'm saying to myself, hey, I think this is really, the Cubs have a chance in this one, but it's just, like I said, to win three in a row is going to be hard. And that game, Dustin, that one, I was on pins and needles the entire time. And that was a game that the Cubs were down 1-0 early. And then Chris Bryant, and this is why I'm never going to boo a guy like Chris Bryant, right? He hits a home run to tie it up. And that really, to me, changed not just that game, that to me changed the series. I thought that that was the moment that it all changed. I mean, Jose Ramirez hit a home run in the second and the Cubs are down 1-0. And I saw that bullpen, because this is still when the bullpens were out on the field, you know?
Yeah. Yep.
And I see their bullpen, and their bullpen was absolutely just lights out. That was the thing about Cleveland. Once you got to Andrew Miller and Shaw and all those guys, you were just like, you know, it wasn't going to be easy. They weren't going to make it easy on you. And so I'm getting nervous. And Bryant hit that home run, and the place just erupted. And then Rizzo followed it up with a double, Zobrist singles, Russell singles. And now the Cubs, you know, are on the board. They score a couple of runs. David Ross, sack fly. And the Cubs are up 3-1. And you're saying, okay, pretty good. But then Francisco Lindor, who I thought would have been the MVP, either him or Corey Kluber would have been the MVP if Cleveland would have won it. Lindor had an RBI single off Lester in the sixth. That made it a 3-2 game. And so Lester, I mean, think about this. When we're talking about bullpens and all the bullpen usage in this postseason, to think about how, you know, the Cubs basically, you know, just saying, all right, we're going to go with John Lester, you know, for six innings. Carl Edwards went for 1/3 of an inning and gave up a hit. And then Aroldis Chapman going 2 2/3. I mean, I sat there just like with my hand over my mouth for about three innings. I was so nervous. I was a wreck. Like, I honestly, Dustin, I don't know about you. I don't know if I don't enjoy World Series, like those type of games. It's so anxious, like just sitting there. Like, I just get nervous. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I mean, we know the Cubs won the World Series, and when they play the game seven back on TV, or I've listened to it on the score, and I wonder if they really won it still today. Right. As silly as that may sound, but I still get nervous listening back to a replay and watching a replay of the game, because it was so, is this real? And when you're working it and not like having, it was not fun to work it. It really wasn't, because, you know, I get up early in the morning, those games go late, no drinking, got to be on my A game. And it was not, I didn't really enjoy it until the parade. Honestly, I really didn't. I mean, when they won the World Series, I drank a beer, I took a shower, and I went to work. I drank one beer, took a shower, and went to work.
I mean, it was rough.
It was rough because as a fan, it was super emotional. It's super stressful in the business because of what's going on. It was a rough couple of weeks.
I can only imagine. I just know that when they won, I was holding back the tears because I was just like, you know, I can't believe I saw the Cubs win a World Series game. I can't believe my dad got to see it. And it was really like an emotional moment for us, you know, and we had been going, my dad and I have been season ticket holders since 2004. And we've been going to a ton of games. We saw them lose in 2007 to the Diamondbacks, got their butts kicked in two games in 2008. 2015 was really tough. We were both, my dad and I were both going through some things and watching them get swept. We really thought, we loved that 2015 team, you know, that got swept by the Mets in the NLCS. And my dad said, hey man, don't worry. We're going to be back next year and we're going to finish the job. And so to see that was really a moment. And so when, you know, it's weird because now tonight the Yankees play three at home, and that's how it was for the Cubs, you know, two in Cleveland, three at home.
Yeah, two, three, two. Yep.
You know, when I think about it that night and 8 years, 8 years since the Cubs were in the World Series. And sometimes, Dustin, it seems like it was yesterday. I'm looking around at like all the memorabilia, like in my bar, like all the memorabilia, like right here is like right across the wall, like all my World Series stuff. And I just, you know, every day I look at it and it still is, you know, I know people are gonna say, okay, marriage. And of course your kids being born, but it was one of the greatest moments of my life that, you know, I know for you it was probably hectic. For me, it was an emotional roller coaster. But in the end, when they finally won it, man, I still to this day, you know, and being there in Wrigley Field for 3 days, that, you know, catching all three games or catching two of the three games and just being around the vibe and the atmosphere and people that were just there with pictures of their deceased relatives and all this stuff, man, it was super emotional. And I, you know, I'm just praying we get back there sooner rather than later.
I'm with you on that one, Carly. No doubt about that.